Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles range. We have your van.
The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Holohan, said last night that Ireland can lower the number of cases of COVID-19 quickly if those who have symptoms or test positive isolate and everyone else limits their contacts. Is that message getting through, though? I'm joined on the line by Dr. Ray Wally, GP in North Dublin and a member of the COVID-19 GP Liaison Committee. Ray, good morning. Are your patients getting that message?
Good morning, Philip. Last weekend, I was ringing about 40 people who I was returning test results, some of them positive, some of them negative. And I'd say about a third of them, especially the contacts, didn't understand that they needed to restrict their movement, or in the ones who were positive, exactly what isolation meant. And to be honest, it's not surprising. I'm afraid we've been on a long road. We're now, unfortunately, on the upstick of a curve. And
what do you mean, though, Ray, that they didn't know what that meant? I mean, where were you ringing them? Were they not at home in their bedrooms?
No. Well, on the bank holiday weekend, on a level five, everybody appeared to be at home. But specifically with the ones who were restricting movement because they're contact, you know, there's too much focus on the test. A lot of people got this idea if the test shows negative that you're out of the woods. And the problem is that if you are a contact, you're in 14 days of restricted movement if all the tests are negative. If one was to turn up positive, you're into a different regime of advice. But full stop, you are on restrictive movement for 14 days if you are somebody who's been in contact with COVID.
Is a part of the problem here that we are tending to use the term self-isolation and restricted movement interchangeably as if they mean the same thing?
Yes, like it is an issue in the fact that we do need to reinvigorate the messaging and emphasising, and that is why I think Tony Holohan has provided to the Department of Health excellent videos in regard to this, and I think that needs to be expanded to include all the other Snapchats and Twitters and all that. But I think you're right in regard to that.
And a very, very clear message that a negative test does not give you a passport to freedom.
No, if you're a contact especially, you're on 14 days lockdown, and if it turns up positive, that may be extended. If you are a negative test in somebody who's got symptoms, you need to be 48 hours well before you come out of isolation. Because, unfortunately, if you've got viral symptoms, yes, you could still have COVID because the test doesn't pick up all positives, or you could have some other viral illness.
Tell me, what are you seeing now on the front line in your clinics? Do they tend to reflect the national figures? Are you seeing a surge in cases and people coming to you?
It has been busier in the last few weeks. Like where I'm working in North Dublin, it's effectively had a higher average than most areas. And, for example, in the GP COVID hubs, in the Mater and in DCU, they've been the busy ones constantly since March. And certainly it is reflective of what is happening out there, is the fact that we've had congregations, like I've had large groups who've got it, who've become positive. Some of those ended up in hospital. Some of them ended up on ventilators. Many of them are out of hospital again, thankfully, and have done well. But it is reflective of what is happening. It is very important that we send out the message that general practice is open. General practice, if you have a medical problem, please do not ignore it. Please engage with your GP. If it involves advice over the phone, we can do so. If it involves a face-to-face consultation, we will arrange that, or we might involve investigations or whatever. But it's very, very important people do not disregard medical complaints.
When we had that contact tracing debacle a couple of weeks ago, did you see your workload increasing at that stage? Or again, was there a palpable knock-on effect in GPs' clinics?
Well, we were told that there was about approximately 2,000 patients who basically weren't contacted. I applaud the fact that they dealt with that very quickly, acknowledge it, and I applaud the fact that they went to the representative organisations to ask if we'd engage. And we unanimously from a GP committee point of view, acknowledged that for a short term we would do that. It turned out to be only 3 days we needed to deal with. Watching the various WhatsApp groups, basically there was evidence that no practices were overrun with this. We all dealt with small numbers. And then, thankfully, we got a letter on the 23rd of October indicating that they had caught up after the 3 days. And then from Monday, 19th of October, they were back on contact tracing. And even, in fact, over the weekend, where I was ringing patients that I had referred in regard to the previous week, it was evident that the contact tracing service had now been in contact with some of those patients. So there's certainly evidence, from my point of view, that that has been caught up.
That it has been rectified. Okay, look, let's go back to this messaging issue, because it is the main thing, that reason that we got you on this morning. You can understand, can't you, why it is that when people see that the death rate is lower, that the hospitalisation figures, generally speaking, are lower than they were back in March and April, that there would be a perception, look, this is under control and sure, I feel fine. I've gone a week without any symptoms and my business just can't survive without me being out there any longer. I have to be safe to go.
Yes, we certainly are comforted. I think, you know, to a certain extent, we've handled lots of things here well. If you want to see what could have happened, look at what is happening in Belgium at the moment, a country of twice the population, where there are 1,000 people in ICU, and their ICUs are so overflowing, they're sending them by TGV to Netherlands or France or wherever else they can provide ICU beds. You know, and yes, we are... Decisions have been made reflective of the fact that we have, you know, got a low ICU bed rate, and we basically very easily, you know, those countries not too short a time ago didn't have very high levels, and now we're gone up to very high levels. And that is a problem that's all over Europe. So we need to learn the lessons of what is happening and understand self-isolation means avoid contact with other people, staying apart from other people in your household, cleaning your room every day with disinfectant, not going to work, school, religious services or public areas, not having visitors at your home, as opposed to restrictive movement involved staying at home, again, not going to work, college or public transport, not having visitors at your home, not visiting other people, and if absolutely necessary, you can go shopping or going out to family if necessary to visit, but you need to basically be trying to order groceries online or asking your family or friends to drop them off for you rather than going out about at all.
Texter on 51551 asks you, Ray, if I have a sore throat, do I automatically have to get a COVID test? Are we still doing one symptom or two symptoms?
Well, what you do is you engage with your GP, who will know, what medication you're on, if any. They will know your medical background, because individual advice is based on all of that. Sore throat is not one necessarily of the indications, but it can be a precursor to some viral illness, the specific symptoms being a cough, breathlessness, loss of taste, loss of smell, or a fever, which may manifest as hot and cold shivers.
We are all at this stage, or consider ourselves, armchair epidemiologists. What you're saying is, please, 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 don't think you know better, people, because you actually don't.
If in doubt, ring your GP. Safety first. We owe it to each other. We owe it to our families. We've all got brothers, sisters, mother, fathers. We need to keep everybody well. But that's by owning up to our own responsibilities. The difficulty is, as Pete Lund says, the problem is complacency has set in because we've got comfortable with some of this. So we need to educate ourselves in the same way as we did back in the recession. We need to know what the health means by restriction, by isolation, knowing what the dangers are.
Ray Wally, thank you very much.